So with that, Tim, if we can, unless we need a break, and I don't see anybody pinging me on that, let's move on to item 7, which is you, and that's the presentation of the annual funding plan.
Sure, and I'm just going to share my screen briefly here. This is our annual exercise to talk about where we're going to be pulling funds to refresh the liquidity program. In this particular year, we've got more market volatility clearly than we have in the past couple of years, with the exception of early 2020. So we have some things in motion here, but we've got a pretty good handle on where we're going to be pulling, how much money we need to refresh the liquidity program and where we're going to be pulling funds from. And so page 2 of the memo does talk about this. We have nice round numbers here to build that new third year of liquidity payment plan payments from mid-2024 to mid-2025, we need about $600 million in today's value. So $640 million nominal. If we discount that back at the current yields, and those yields are moving a bit, but you know they've been somewhat range bound lately. We need about $600 million today to fund those investments that are going to pay off the $640 million 3 years in the future. We do intend to use the employer prepayments, roughly $300 million, and then rebalance from cash, again, roughly $300 million. That process will take place over the next 6 weeks or so. So between now and the end of July, when we get the employer prepayments in, and then cleaning it up usually the first week of August. We're also going to be doing rebalancing within the growth and diversifying programs, and we'll come back to the trustees with an updated asset allocation resolution at the July meeting. We're holding off on that a little bit until we can get some updated values for the private equity markets. We want to make sure we've got the best information possible before we set the new targets there. But this is the game plan we have in place here. This is just an FYI for the board at this point.
Right. It's an informational item only and a prospective course. So any questions or comments for Tim on this item? I am not seeing any hands up. So thank you, Tim.
Great. Thank you.
More to come.